My best friends have been Navya and Shweta.
Aww. That's so cute.
It's a confession and it's the truth because I feel that I can say anything I like.
Yeah,
they will tell me off, especially Shweta, that I don't think so, Mama. I don't. But I think you need that because without somebody telling you, I don't agree with you. That's not correct attitude.
Oh, you guys you tell me all right.
you don't grow. Even at my age, I would want to grow.
What the hell?
Hey, where are you looking? Can you guess what's cooking? I'm a booking you up for a sneak, for a peek, baby. Every week you're gonna scream.
What the hell, Navya? Are entrepreneur, ye hai Navya. Kare baat to khul ke, ye hai Navya. With a mom, with a nanny comes Navya.
Maybe we could be each other's soulmates. This is something Charlotte from Sex and the City said, but when I think about it, it's probably something I've said to my best friend 100 times. Welcome to What the Hell Navya, empowered by Bumble. And honestly, guys, how awesome is it to have fulfilling female friendships? You know, those work friends, the friends you rant to every day, group chat friends where you decide what to wear before a night out, even the friends that you talk to when you're feeling really down and out or when you just want to run away from your family. I think there's a solid sense of sisterhood and solidarity that often, you know, lasts a lifetime, longer than most other relationships we put ourselves into. And that's exactly what we're talking about today. I'm with my girl best friends, or I guess they probably don't like that phrase, but my mom, Shweta, and my nani, Jaya, to talk about how amazing it is to have enduring bond with fellow women. So we're going to dive right into this episode and talk about all things friendship, how our best friends are the rock solid support that we have in our lives, and we'll get to that right after this little break. Good morning, family.
Good morning, Navya.
Today, we'll be talking about friends, specifically girlfriends, like girl best friends.
Okay.
Actually, you have a lot of friends who you are still very close to, who you've known for.
I'm Navya. It changes every 4 years, 2 years, I'm, 3 years.
That's not true.
It does.
My school friends
my
are still
friend
my friends.
My best friend from school, I still am in touch with her.
Oh, cute. And even your Saad Sahelis, you've known them for how long?
Many years.
At least 40 years.
Wow. And they still meet and they still
go on holidays.
Go on holidays. Which I think is really like.
And then their chat is a bit of a mess. They're constantly posting stuff about their
grandkids. Yeah. They're all about Turkish shows and sending links. So
always.
Let's talk to you then,
yes.
Mom. You also have a set of girlfriends.
Yes.
Who you also have group chats with and you go on holidays with them. And how long have you known them for?
I mean, I've known them for a while, but we've become friends closer now for the past 10, 15 years.
But like, what age did you meet them first?
In my 30s, I think. I kept moving from place to place. So it, you know, then things changed. But I have, of course, certain friends who I've known all my life. Those are like family friends who I've grown up with when I was young. Then you lose touch with those friends. Just like you have with yours, Navya.
Yeah, but I love how there are different like categories of friends. You have family friends, which are more like that. You know, you'll mostly
you have
only,
no choice. You have to be.
Yeah,
friends
you
with
have
those
to be
people.
Friends with them, and you also mostly meet them with your parents because it's
you,
always like
you've
a
gone on holidays with them as a kid.
So it's like one of those that like.
Then
okay.
You have your school friends. Then you have your college friends. Then you have
work friends.
Are you in touch with any of your college friends?
I am in touch with her school
No,
friends.
You just passed college. I'm talking about somebody.
No, not really.
I know him. That's why
I didn't
I'm
have
asking.
Any girlfriends in college. I only all my friends were boys. In college.
Really? Why?
I don't know. They're just easier, less drama.
Well, that's not exactly our topic of conversation for today.
But
maybe all right.
Of course, it should be. You find it easier to probably make conversation with boys.
I always have so much drama in my life that I feel
actually,
that I need people who don't have drama in theirs. So that they can handle
what
mine.
Drama do you have?
Always.
I'd
I'm very dramatic as a person.
We know. But
what the hell, guys?
I want to know what dramas.
What's the drama?
I just have
her
drama.
Drama is, ये क्या किया है? ये क्या खाना बनाया? आप लोगों को? और ये ऐसा क्यों है? And Navya, what the hell, Navya?
No, I don't have that.
I'll tell you what the drama is. You know, there's some drama when I can hear mom on the phone to one of her friends having some very long discussion about something. or like something someone has said or something that's happened, and then I'm like, oh, she's talking. I know, sometimes me and Nani also sitting in the patio and we can hear her, and me and her look at each other like, wonder what's happened now. Wonder who she's talking to now. And then when she comes, we're like...
But that's not true. That's not true.
I have a huge suggestion for the two of you.
What?
You both need to get your own lives. Stop focusing on mine and just leave me alone.
But it's very interesting. And then we wait for her to come and we're like, so... What
and your faces, you know, your faces are like when puppies are waiting to be fed. Like,
and like,
then
so,
I just purposely, you know what I love doing?
It's irritating.
You know what I love doing? I know you guys are desperate to know my conversation, and I just pretend like you, I don't know you are. I just drag it.
I'm not desperate.
I am.
Oh, yes.
I'm not.
And then Nani can't help herself, and then she's like, that's so? It. Yeah.
Like, so tell
No,
us.
I don't say that. I say, sab theek hai na.
No, sometimes I get sent to eavesdrop. I'm the eavesdropper in the family.
Yeah. That is so not okay, guys.
What do you mean? You can't eavesdrop
that.
On me as well.
Navya, that's not okay.
But were you eavesdrop also?
I do not. Navya goes into like the bathroom, dressing room, law. I don't know what. Like, what is she doing? Speaking to aliens? Why is she hiding somewhere? How dare you do this?
Because you can hear everything that I'm saying when I'm
because
in my
you
room.
Speak Navya so loudly, very loud Navya. Voice. You have to, and if it is a secret, then you have to speak softly. No,
or just do Morse code or like
no,
text.
What are you saying?
What the hell? And Navya's always like, what the hell? What the hell? So irritating.
That's the name of the show.
No, that's
yeah,
also,
but that's also
that.
Your most favorite line to say. If
yeah,
I say,
because,
Navya, okay,
what
now
the
I'm
hell?
Going up.
It's so irritating.
What the hell, Mom? I just came to sit with you. I said, but I want to sit with myself. What the hell, Mom? What the hell? What the hell?
Because then she'll be like, I haven't seen you all day. And
no, I don't say that ever. Every time Navya's friends come over, she makes them sit with me and says, Mama, give advice on clothing, relationships.
I think it's nice that my friends like hanging out with you. Just like your friends like hanging out with me. We all hang out with each other's friends.
Yeah.
My friends love hanging out with Nani as well.
Yeah. You know, Navya, I'm not saying right now, but has had the maximum amount of frenemies in her life. And she cannot say no.
Yeah,
and she cannot
true.
Take a stand. And she cannot confront.
Because
and
I'm
it drives
a non-confrontational
me
person.
Mad. Because I'm so confrontational as a human being.
We know.
Not as much as you, mother. But I am.
I think some of the friendships I've made recently, like with my
whoever,
co-founders.
Okay.
No, I think they had like work friends are people who I've met recently in the last 2 years. But I feel like they've had such a great impact on me because they're people who are doing similar stuff. People I can talk to about things that I want to do, which I think is great because you can't always do that sometimes with school friends because they're probably pursuing different... So my work friends, I feel like I obviously see them so much during the week. And it's not always just work.
And
when
you mean you see them on Zoom? You're not going into an
office?
No,
when I go to the offices to meet, like,
I don't
enjoy
think so.
Like, today I'll
this
be
is one
them.
Thing I've been telling Navya is please, please get an office.
I
Stop
like
working,
working
from the
home.
Couch
she
in the living
room. She has an office, no?
You yeah, have? But I never go there.
She never goes and she's just working out
like...
of the couch and it's just too much for
yeah.
me. I can't
I mean,
take
there
it.
I agree with Shweta. I think...
and like a
and
whole
you also need to make friends who are not only working with you. You also need to make friends outside.
Yeah. You need to make friends like...
Because you'll get a different perspective also.
Yeah.
You need to meet more people and you also need to...
Now she has a theater going...
Yeah.
Yeah, she goes to see plays at Prithvi Theatre.
Which is my recent gang and
good.
I actually quite enjoy
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm actually very happy you have this gang.
And it's a very, I have to say, quite a odd group of people in this gang. People who wouldn't, I wouldn't usually hang out
but
with.
But that's, I love it. I
yeah,
think
I
it's
think
so
it's very
nice.
Good. I think in the lockdown, in the last 2 years, my best friends have been Navya and Shweta.
Aww. That's so
no,
cute.
It's a confession and it's the truth because
thank
I
you.
Feel that I can say anything I like.
Yeah,
they will tell me off, especially Shweta, that I don't think so, Mama. I don't. But I think you need that because without somebody telling you that I don't agree with you, that's not correct attitude.
Oh, you guys
you
tell me all right.
you don't grow. Even at my age, I would want to grow.
Yeah.
I would want to.
No, but
to.
I agree with that. I feel like there are now... Especially after lockdown, because we spent so much time together. And I think,
good times. We never fell. We used to have so much fun.
Yeah, we did. But I also feel like it's because I've moved back now and I'm actually living with you guys. Earlier, We talk, but not as closely.
No, of course.
Which I think is nice, because even today there are things that I would share with you guys and probably not tell my friends, or probably tell them later. Like, you guys would be the first people I would come to like say things. Yeah, like more like friends almost. Yeah.
And I really feel, and of course Agastya also, but because Agastya is a boy, his take on things are a little different.
Different, yeah.
But I
like his take on things.
It's
actually
very
abstract.
I think
Agastya has better EQ than Navya.
I honestly felt that the last 2 years, I have not lost anything. I have gained two friends.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
So sweet. No, I agree with that. I definitely think, and I actually enjoy, like, obviously I do meet my friends during the week, but I really enjoy when it's just
us,
the three of us, chilling and chatting, and, you know, there's really things we don't not share. Like, we pretty much talk about everything.
Yeah.
And you guys will give me your opinions, I'll give you mine.
No, because you don't give so much opinion.
Well, I'm
you're always, a little
I'm a bit
afraid.
Of a
little,
so you're like, if Nani says something, you're like, yeah, I agree with Nani. And then if I say something which is opposite to Nani, you'll say, like, yeah, I agree with Mom.
I'm just like, I'm just going to be in the middle over here. Like, I don't want to.
Yeah, have you seen your size? If you're in the middle, you'll get squashed.
Yeah,
completely.
But I'm getting squashed regardless. So I might as well just be in the middle.
I never squash you, Navya.
I'm Switzerland.
I tell you.
Well, I do.
Yeah, I know you do.
And you need a little bit of squashing every now and again.
I tell you that, Navya, that's not nice. Hmm. That's good. But I don't squash you.
No, you don't. You guys are great friends.
No, honestly, I mean, I'm sure that this is something that must have happened to a lot of people.
Yeah.
That you're bonding with your family.
Yeah.
You know, which our society had somewhere lost out.
But now people are leaving home like they're flying out of home like bats out of hell. They've had enough bonding.
It's cemented relationships in the family.
Yeah.
Navya, touch your head.
Yeah. Mama! What the hell?
But yeah, so that's what I'm trying to say.
But I was going to say, you know that saying, when people grow older, their circle becomes smaller.
Of course.
That, you know, when you're younger, you obviously have a lot more friends. And then as you grow older, that slowly becomes smaller and smaller. Has that happened with you guys?
Yes, absolutely.
It's only friends that are very close to you stay with you. And otherwise, most of them are just basic acquaintances
who you meet, like, you know, you go out for a party, you bump into them, or you meet them for a meal or something. But yeah, that's happened to me.
I think that's already happened with me. I feel that I don't have as many friends
Navya,
as I probably
you're
did.
A 24-year-old. You have a lot of life to live,
but I'm just saying, a lot of life to see,
and a lot of ideas and thoughts you have. You should do this this show in another 20 years. It'll be a completely different show but we'll still be saying what the hell to you. But you should, because a lot of your opinions and your thoughts, and they're all going to change.
What is also very important is if you have good friends, especially female ones. And if you're really close and you've been together for many years, then, you know, they say, you know, this child is really giving me so much trouble. No, because who do you complain to?
Do your friends do that?
Yes.
Do you say that to your friends about us?
I don't have much to complain.
No. No, but I'm sure if I'm giving you a hard time.
Yeah.
I feel like you 100% share that. Like, be like, Navya is driving me crazy today.
I tell but anybody, actually. They don't even have to be my friend. I'll just tell anyone.
In a different way. I know that, you know, and then, oh, you know, I'm so relieved. You know, I was complaining and telling you all about this child. The child's back on track. So, you can't say that to anybody.
Yeah, you can say that to a close friend.
And these are common things that every parent goes through. Mm. But you don't get the opportunity to speak to anybody about it. So it's nice to have friends, you know. And then, you know, friends reassure you. They tell you, don't worry, it's just a temporary phase. It'll all settle down. Everything will be fine. And you feel good about it.
Hmm. Hmm. I mean, I would definitely share, like, if I've had a fight with Mom and I'm irritated, I'll, like, be like, my mom's annoying me. Tell my friends, you know. And then probably they've been in a similar situation.
Yeah, so
they'll be like, yeah,
it's very natural. I'm very close to my sisters. They're more like friends than...
Yeah, you are. That was actually going to be my next thing, is like trips. And you go on trips with your sisters and then you go on trips with...
My friends.
Your friends. So which ones do you prefer?
Everyone looks after her. And she enjoys the trip.
No, that's not
no,
true.
No, she says
when
she
I go with my
stuff.
Friends, I look after them. But when I go with my sisters, they look after
they
me.
They look after you.
But I look after them also in different ways. Everybody yeah. does it differently. But when you're going with your friends, then everybody takes care of
but
each other.
But these girls' trips are always fun.
Yes. And you know, that's the best time to really know somebody.
Yeah. Yep. If you live with someone, if you can travel with someone and survive it,
yeah.
then you can be friends. Yeah. Otherwise, friendships break that. Over stuff like this.
Or like sharing a
relationships
room.
Relationships break. Yeah, room,
I
bathroom.
I can't share a room with anybody.
Just people's airport habits. Mm. Like one of my friends is very hyper and like very particular and we all have to leave so much. I'm a lot more casual about, I reach the airport like just in time. I hate sitting around.
Sometimes without your passport.
Was once. How many times did you
I
mess up with
everyone's
your visa?
Everyone's been through it.
The sleeping,
and,
sharing
and, the, and you get to know the stingy ones who don't want to pay for anything
time.
Also.
Yeah.
There's some people a little extra stingy and
Yeah.
I mean, none of my friends, thankfully, they're very generous and large-hearted. But a lot of groups have that dynamic where, you know, people will not, you know, want to pay for this.
Or like,
I only ate this, so I'll only... I mean, that doesn't
all
work.
All those people who just wake up really late and then you have to wait for them and then you miss the whole day and it's so annoying. And it's like, we're here for 3 days. Wake up early. Let's go and do stuff.
No, I don't like that. No, when I'm on a holiday, I want it...
All those people who wake up extra early and want to go hiking and all this.
No,
I'm like,
no. Even I'm not.
None of my friends are those people.
I'm
so happy.
People.
We all just want to go eat and see pretty things and walk around. I don't think
and
now
I love
so
getting
much
getting
shopping.
Up in the morning and all sitting together in our gowns and having coffee and croissant. And just
that's cute.
Talking. Last night was so much fun. That was so nice. This, that. And then... you go out and then...
Actually, that's the best part of a,
any girl's trip.
No, the best part of any, like, of your friend's thing is when you have a...
debrief.
No, when after there's like a big party.
Yeah.
And then the next day everyone has to talk and like tell everyone what's going on and everything.
Yeah, it's
you know
madness.
Those GIFs or GIFs or whatever you call it.
It's and madness, those... yeah. My girls' group chats are probably what we're wearing for like the next party or like some issue has happened with someone else. There's been some drama or probably that.
I love it when Navya and her friends have drama.
Yeah,
it's
both
my
of
favorite.
You love it because
you know
I'm
why? Because I feel I can sit and look at it from a distance and just thank God I'm not a part of it anymore and my life has moved on from there. It's the best feeling in the world. It's just like, oh well.
There was a little
you.
Drama yesterday. I'll update you about it later. I can't update you now. Or I'll tell
no,
you
of course not.
There was a tad bit of tiny bit of drama.
It's going to be something really stupid. I just want to tell
not,
you. She always
you
makes
mean?
It seem like oh, this happened. And Navya and her friends always speak with such urgency. Oh my God, guys, you don't know what happened. What happened? I tore this dress. Like, oh God.
I've
please.
Never
you know,
said
it's like
that,
this.
Whatever.
Their conversations, these when they speak, this generation, everything is so heightened. Like, you think, oh no, what's happened? So, yeah, what's an important characteristic for you in a friend? Like, what draws you to a person as a friend?
I mean, first, like at first, it would definitely be like, someone who's funny.
Yeah, me too.
I can't be friends with like a not funny person.
Like a Debbie Downer.
Yeah, like
I
can't be like a grumpy
serious,
granny kind
of
thing.
Serious person.
It has to be someone who's fun.
Who me makes too. You laugh.
Yeah, someone who makes you laugh, who's fun.
Yeah.
And then as you get to know them, probably obviously loyal. Like you would want a loyal
friend. No, I think
friend.
Someone who has something intelligent to say. I can't be friends with someone who's just gossiping the whole
day.
I just can't do that.
Adding something
but you know
to
someone who you can talk about like... things like world events
things,
or like a book you've read or a show you've seen today or a podcast you've heard. Things like that. I can't just speak to people like, oh, I'm buying this bag, I'm buying this top, I'm buying these shoes. What do you think of this? That I can't do.
I cannot do.
I like to do it. It's not like I don't like to do it.
I can never, ever keep up a friendship if I'm not learning anything from that individual. Mm. I just can't.
Nani has like, so she has these friends who she does all this, my daughter, my son, this one is troubling me, that one. Then she has another group, which is a little intelligentsia kind of group.
And then she has the fun group, which is where she like, you know, hangs with them when she wants to have fun.
Yeah. And the intelligentsia group, if you ever come when they're having tea.
I have come sometimes.
Oh, la la. They talk about art films and they talk about poetry and prose and they talk about textile. And it's just after a point, you're like, please. Spare me. She has that group.
Yeah,
you know she has that group,
I
right?
I know which group you're talking about.
It's a little...
I like her fun group, and the Saath Sahelis the best.
I love the Saath Sahelis.
I love hanging out with the Saath Sahelis.
They're the best.
They're genuinely, like, when I know they're coming, I'll be like, I have to stay home because I
yeah,
really
even
wanna
I hang, like to be there when
I
they come
really
over.
I really want to hang out with
even
them.
Even if just two of them come over. Because
even if just one. I remember once it was just me, Nani, and one of her friends, and we had a blast. It was actually a really fun night.
I must tell you that you don't know how they appreciate, you know, seeing us all together, seeing the grandchildren sitting with my friends. I mean, a lot of them say that our children also don't sit with us. When our friends come, they most of the time, they'll come and say hi and then they'll... That's fine. I mean, I don't mind. That's okay.
Mm.
But, you know, for them, it's very refreshing to see Shweta is also making, cooking things for them and Navya is sitting there and Agastya will breeze in, say hi. Abhishek will come and... sort of, hello ladies, and something, and then hugging
Nana
everyone.
Nana comes for a little bit.
Nana is like...
He's the grumpiest.
He's the grumpy.
He's like,
granny,
oh God,
yeah.
They're here. I'm up in my room. I'll see you later.
He'll just be like,
he's
hello,
not very
ladies.
Welcoming as a person.
And then
he?
He'll go up and sit.
I have to go up. Excuse me, ladies. I don't mind Benjio, something, he says. And then actually, they're quite happy that he's not there.
Yeah, because they probably feel a bit conscious if he's around. Yes. To really...
Not conscious. They've known him for ages. But now he's changed now. He's old also.
Yeah, I suppose.
You know, you can be old, and you can be old, but not old.
I think she's trying to say that she's young
latter,
old.
Yeah.
She's trying to say that it's a full fishing. It's a full fishing expedition.
No, come on.
But
I
she
am
is.
Not.
She's quite young.
Yeah, she is. She's
not
very young.
I can sit and have conversation with the 18-year-old.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
and you
true.
Do also.
And you're not a grumpy granny, which
not
is great.
Not at all.
I mean,
except
she's
when I'm
grumpy, but yeah,
not
but she's
grumpy.
Quite
I'm,
free and
I when I'm angry, I'm not grumpy. I'm
no, but I'm
angry,
saying you're not like a bore. Like you're
no.
fun. Like
yeah,
you're
she's
always
so
up to do something fun.
Even my friends love to sit with her and listen to her comments.
My
and,
friends love to sit with
and
her.
And my friends
to
love
comments.
It when actually they're sitting with her and then she starts off on me.
Yeah,
they love it.
I think I need a coffee, so let's take a short break and we'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to What the Hell, Navya, and let's dive straight into the Bumble question game.
Yay!
Bumble.
The Bumble question game.
Yeah. Okay.
Yay!
Start.
How do you like make up with your friend after you've just had a fight with
I
them?
Just say sorry. I never have it. I say I was wrong. I'm overreacted. I'm sorry.
I mean, I say sorry, but usually there's always some element of food that I've not made myself. Like, I'll always like...
Navya, for someone who's not really a good cook, you're really depending a lot on food for
no,
all
No, I'm just saying, like, I know
needs.
Every time in college, whenever me and S would have a fight, the next day I'd wake up and she'd have like a coffee and like a croissant or something for me. And that was her way of being like... Okay, whatever, like, I'm sorry.
It's such a French thing to do.
Yeah, it is a very French thing to do. But she would always do that. The number of times I've woken up and on my bedside, there's just a coffee and a croissant. I'm
oh,
like,
sweet.
Well,
that's
I think
sweet.
She's trying to say sorry. So that's our
No,
way
I
of...
just say it straight up. I think there's no substitute for saying you're wrong
no,
and you're sorry.
She'll say, like...
And I feel
like,
people who
I
can't
know.
Say sorry, then they're not right people. Because nobody's
God.
Always right.
Right.
No. Even
except
if you're doing
you.
It like this.
Nobody's always right, I said, except for you.
Keep quiet, Navya.
You also just say sorry.
I'd say sorry.
Yeah.
I'd pick up the phone. The minute I realize that I've made a mistake, I'd pick up the phone and say, I'm very sorry. It was not correct what I did.
That was the end of today's game. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you, Navya.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
So as we heard today, it's obviously a rookie mistake to look for everything in a partner. And why do we need to do that when we have friends? We have friends for different things and different purposes. Like weekends, trips, wining and dining, shopping, obviously, and parties. I mean, that's probably why friendships are more fulfilling than relationships. It's like a platter with all different things that balance the flavors in a way where nothing is too much or too less. So I would say go hug your besties today, thank them, say cheers, and be grateful for these amazing humans that you have in your lives. You can also tell them about What the Hell, Navya. Maybe even have a listening sesh together. So tell me what you love doing with your best friends at Navya Naveli Nanda on Instagram. And I'll see you next week.